Okay, so we're going to work our way through the meridians, the minor chakras, and the major chakras of the body now. So this is how you can do chakra work, energy healing work on yourself in 4D, fourth dimensional healing. We're going to connect in, first of all, with a chakra that is below the feet. I just want you to see if you can feel it. Connecting in. And then feeling the vortexes of energy on the soles of the feet. Each foot has a minor chakra. Notice the movement. Notice if the feet are drinking energy in from the earth and also releasing excess energy in and out in a nice steady flow. Or if one vortex seems more open than the other one, take time to give them a healthy spin, a little clean on the insides of those little vortices. Setting an intention that your feet drink in the mother in just the appropriate amount. And they give out energy in just the right way. And now I want you to imagine connecting those energy centers to the energy centers in your ankles. You have a minor chakra in both of your ankles. Just see what those feel like. And now as you work to open and balance all the minor chakras up through the joints in the lower extremities, you can imagine those beautiful meridians, the rivers of energy, and how they run through your legs. What you're looking for is clear streams, open, balanced flow through the channels on both legs. All the way up to the knees. And when we think about the knees and we think about moving forward in our life, all of the feet and leg issues that can come from taking those next steps, how we feel about that in our lives, open up those chakras at the knees. Send them healing, repair work, whatever they need to be fully functioning for you and serving you at maximum potential. So much gratitude for our knees, for everything that they do. And then visualizing those meridians as they travel up to the hips. And we have minor chakras in the hip joint. And we also have minor chakras in the location almost where the ovaries are. You'll find two there in the groin. And then also at the hip socket area, we have chakras as well. So give these a nice cleaning. Check in with them. See how they're functioning. Tell them you love them. See what they need. And sometimes here, it's good to do a bit of preliminary clearing in the hip area before we address the root. cleaning out the hips where we harbor all of our emotions, asking for non-beneficial emotions and energy that are stored in our genitals, in our low back. We ask for all that to be cleansed and purified now, like water is just streaming through the meridians, rushing up into the pelvic bowl, cleaning out the energy centers and the rivers and pathways, purifying our waters. And then feeling that major chakra of the root as it emanates from between our legs and opens to receive. We are receiving abundance of life. We are receiving the frequencies of the earth into our chakra system through the root, up into the vertical power current, all the way up our spine. And I'd like for you just to look at that vertical power current now, noticing how energy runs up through that channel, that stem, that tube of light that all the chakras seat into. And at this moment, just go to the chakra, front or back, in any part of your body that calls to you. I want you to look at who needs the most attention right now. Go there. Vertical power current, front and back. Give each energy center some love. And attention and light and color. Cleaning out those minor chakras at the shoulder joints and the elbows. Give those a nice healthy spin for cleaning and balancing. Addressing the minor chakras in our palms and thanking them for all the good work that they do as healing tools, giving and receiving. And now take those beautiful vortexes of energy in your palms and place them on the minor chakras in your cheeks, right where the TMJ joint is. Nourish by connecting these two energy centers and let them talk to each other. Imagining all those meridians in the arms and fingers and shoulders, all those meridians flowing properly, infusing energy back into the body as we work our way up. And now take one hand at the front of the head, one hand at the back of the head, nourishing the ajna, the pineal gland. And now both hands, however it's comfortable, at the crown. And then making an opening, make that opening with your hands, allowing spiritual light to come in. Imagining the light of source energy pouring in through the top of your head like a dolphin spout. where you can receive. Let that spiritual light, whatever it looks like, let it nourish the crown, and through the crown, you are nourished with spiritual energy through every single center. Watch that light as it weaves around and pours into all the major chakras in the midline of your body. Notice the meridians in your chest, your torso, your belly, your back. Notice the meridians light up when you infuse that spiritual energy. You have just done what we call chelation, an energy chelation, in terms of cleaning and balancing your chakra system. Notice how you feel compared to when you started. Enjoy that. Remembering that you can come back and do this exercise as needed, anytime.